Simon & Schuster Audio presents What Would Reagan Do? Life Lessons from the Last Great President by Chris Christie with Ellis Hennekin. Read by Danny Campbell.
This book is dedicated to my wife and lifelong partner, Mary Pat, the person who has always believed in me and shared with me our faith in our family, our country, and our responsibility to try to make both the best they can be. Introduction. First time. You never forget the first time. Freshman year, University of Delaware. I was finally out of my parents' house and trying to turn a cramped dorm room double, outfitted to hold three of us, into a place of my own. That took some ingenuity when the chief design feature was a trio of stiff metal twin beds with thin, creaky mattresses, longer but no wider or any more comfortable than army cots. Welcome to college life, young man. I turned 18 that September, which still didn't make me legal at the Deer Park Tavern or the Stone Balloon or Klondike Kate's. The drinking age in Delaware was 20 at the time, though I have to say I don't remember much carding at any of the bars near campus. But I'd be old enough to vote in the November election, and I damn sure wasn't going to miss what felt to me that fall like a golden opportunity. I was definitely more conservative than some of my new classmates, many of whom seemed to think that nuclear power was a dire threat to the planet, and that big business loved nothing more than dumping pollution into the rivers and streams. But I'd been class president all 4 years at Livingston High in New Jersey, and I hoped to get active in student government at Delaware. I was always up for a spirited debate. I already knew I'd be majoring in political science. I remembered 4 years earlier, in the summer between 8th and 9th grades, sitting at home with my parents and watching every night of the Democratic convention from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?